Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Great to be with you. Carlos Ortiz alongside. If you want to get in, alert, alert, alert. We do have a new phone number. We do have a new phone number. Plenty of people have figured it out. Heroes among them. I think there's some callers that haven't yet. I think there's some callers that maybe... So I don't think that they're not compelled to call. I think there's some people that aren't going to figure it out for a long time. Godspeed to you all. The number is 888-710-4ISN. That is our new phone number. 888-710-4476. I will say that again one more time if you did not catch it. You can also use the Odyssey Rewind app. I'm starting every hour this way. It's very accessible. Just got to tell you how to do it, and I am right now. 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. We got to find out today, not just the speculation and not just the rumblings and not just the rumors, but what actual proposed rules were put in and which teams proposed these rules. And if there's been any conversation about it today where there's been a little bit of, no, that's lame. That team is lame for doing that. I've seen it regarding the Green Bay Packers for trying to get rid of the tush push, which I believe is much more of a rugby play than a football play. I don't like how people are saying, well, the Packers are just sad they can't. It's not like there's been a famous game where the Packers lost to the Eagles because of the tush push. It's not like the Packers have been known as the worst team against the tush push. The team president, Mark Murphy, has basically said it's not a football play, and so the Packers submitted that rule. The rule that I actually am the most disappointed to see put forward, or at least the rule change, is what the Detroit Lions proposed. They want regular season records to be used as the guiding principle when seeding the playoffs rather than division championships. So how do we do the playoffs right now in the NFL? 1, 2, 3, 4 all go to the division winners. There are 8 divisions in the NFL. There are 4 divisions in each conference. There are 4 teams in each division. Mathematically, that's about the only way you can get it to work. Unless you did 16 teams in 2 divisions or 8 teams in 4 divisions. If you want to do that, do that. If you want to do that, you would not have a division winner with a losing record if you did that. So the Lions are saying that the division winner with the conference's best record gets the number one overall seed. So if you win, you got to win your division and have the best record of the division winners. So even if you're like 11-6 and that's the best division winner and there's, well, that wouldn't work. So, okay, fine. But after that, teams would be stacked by records regardless of whether they won their divisions or received wild card berths. So if we can look at the NFC and remember what the playoff bracket was for the 2024-2025 playoffs, you had the Detroit Lions at 15-2 with the one seed. Then you had the Eagles at the two seed. They won their division. They were 14-3. The Buccaneers were the third best division winner. They were 10-7. And then the Rams were the fourth best division winner. They were 10-7. The Vikings had the second best record. They were 14-3, but they got the five seed and had to go on the road and lost. The Commanders were 12-5 and had the six seed. The Packers were 11-6. So the three wild card teams had better records than two of the division winners. The three wild card teams had better records than two of the division winners. So under the Lions' proposal, the playoffs should have been Detroit 1, Minnesota 2, Philly 3, the Commanders 4, the Packers 5, Buccaneers 6, and Rams 7. So the Rams should have went to Minnesota. The Buccaneers should have went to Philadelphia. And then Green Bay should have went to Washington under this different seating. That is what they think should have happened in this different circumstance. Now, I might have got that wrong. The Eagles could have been two. So the Rams would have went to Philly. And then Tampa would have went to Minnesota. Because they had similar records, but then the tiebreaker would be you won the division. So the Eagles would still be seeded two, the Vikings would be seeded three. Let me clarify that. What the Lions wanted was Detroit 1, Philly 2, Vikings 3, Commanders 4, Packers 5, Buccaneers 6, Rams 7. The Chargers tried to do this back in 2023. Got very little support. When you propose a rule, you need 3/4 of the league. Three-fourths of the league to say yes on it. Owners are typically more likely to approve proposals that are endorsed and put forward by the competition committee rather than individual teams. We'll know about this and some others during the owners' meetings, March 30th, April 1st, April 2nd, West Palm Beach, Florida. So why I do not like this specific rule or specific rule change from Detroit is I don't know what you're trying to fix. And what you're trying to fix doesn't happen enough for it to be a problem. And also, you're taking away the value of the division. And also, this is just going to happen because of math. There are four divisions in each conference, because that's the best way to break it up. The only other ways you could break it up are eight divisions of two, or two divisions of eight, because you have 32 teams. If you went to a different number of teams, like when there were 30 teams, you could have 5-5-5. That's three divisions. This typically wasn't a problem. But the fewer teams you have in a division, the more likely it is that one of those teams could have a losing record, or if not a losing record, at least worse than a team that's getting the wild card. I think the NFL does a good job of keeping the divisions important. And I don't want to see that go away. Baseball did a good job of it. They've changed the scheduling. It used to be like you played everybody 19 times in your division. Now it's down to about 12 or 13. It's still a lot, but they brought in a more balanced schedule. So they are playing other opponents a little bit less, which... I don't want divisions not to be valued. We see it in the NBA where we're talking about seeding, and I wish the NBA cared about divisions. I really wish they did. I don't understand how we got to a point where they don't. If by the way, I'll tell you what would be happening if they did go by divisions, we would be in for some different races here. We would say the Celtics would be winning the Atlantic, the Cavs would be winning the Central, and then the Hawks at 33 and 36 would be winning the Southeast. And then people would be like, they can't have a three seed if they were playing by the NFC and AFC rules in the NFL. But the NBA schedule is a little more like balanced. Like, in the NBA, if you're the Atlanta Hawks, you're playing everyone in your division, Orlando, Miami, Charlotte, Washington, four times. And then you're playing everybody else three times. I don't know that there's, with this 82-game schedule, I don't know that it's that crazy. I guess what I'm saying is it makes a little more sense to say, screw the divisions. Then why have them at all, really? Screw the divisions when it comes to the NBA. With baseball, I think, and for a long time it was travel reasons, but now we're just at like history and tradition, and it just makes sense. Because in the NFL, every team in your division, you play them twice, home and road. You don't play every other team in the NFC. You don't play every other team in the AFC. But you do play every year home and road in your division. And I do like that there's a qualifying nature to that. And I don't want to see that taken away. And plus, it doesn't happen that much. And when it does, it's not that big of a deal. And if you don't want to have to go on the road for a playoff game, then win your division. Win your division. Yeah, sometimes it's a little unfair. In 2010... Remember this game? All I got to say to you is Beastquake. Seattle was 7-9. They hosted the Saints, and they were 11-5. Seattle was the first team in a non-strike shortened season to make the playoffs before below 500. The Saints actually were the defending Super Bowl champs, but they didn't win their division. They were 11-5. They lost. Seattle won 41-36. Thank you to Beastquake. It happened again the next year, where the Broncos were at a worse record at 8-8, and they hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers at 12-4. You remember what that game was? That was Tim Tebow with an 80-yard touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas on the first play of overtime. The Carolina Panthers at 7-8-1 in 2014 hosted Arizona at 11-5. Arizona had some quarterback injuries. Carolina won that game. In 2016, the Texans took advantage of Oakland, who at the time also had a quarterback injury, 12-4, what Oakland was. Houston, 9-7. They won. Philadelphia at 9-7 in 2019 hosted the Seahawks at 11-5. The Seahawks went in and won. Okay, they went in and won. The Washington football team hosted Tampa Bay in 2020. Washington was 7-9. It was Taylor Heineke starting that. Tampa Bay 11-5. Tampa won. Tampa went on to win the Super Bowl. 2 years later, Tampa did host the Cowboys, Tampa 8-9. Cowboys 12-5, but the Cowboys went in there and won. So the last three times that I can find that it's happened. And then there was this time with the Rams beating the Vikings. So then, not the last three times. But I don't think it happens enough where it's a problem. And it didn't happen to Detroit. So I don't know what their big deal is, quite honestly. I don't get it. I don't get why this is a problem. When it happens, it's a quirk. The quirk is almost by design. I think if you want to fix this issue, you got to change the divisional format. But then you'd have an imbalance there. Remember when we had five teams in the AFC East and there were six teams in the AFC, or five, there were five teams in the AFC Central. Or did they have six at one point? It was all weird. We had four in the NFC West. It got all weird for a while. But we've got a perfect number of teams. That's why they should never expand. If you would expand, I think you'd have to expand to 40. What number can you make it even again? So I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like when they do this. It doesn't happen too much. Win your division. Win your division, you get a home game. That should be the rule. I don't want to see these teams win their division. And then, because then you know what's eventually going to happen is, oh, well, you won your division, but there were more wildcard teams. I think we eventually make that change. And then the divisions become irrelevant. And it's a dumb thing. And not a lot of people care as much as I do. But there's a few things that I care about, like truly care about, that I don't want to see. I don't want retired numbers to be unretired. That pisses me off so much. And I don't want to lose the importance of winning your division. These are minor things that I am surprised there's even opposition to begin with. But there is. The Lions had another rule change proposed, which I like better, but might be tougher to enforce. I'll give you that and some of the other ones when we come back. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. New phone number again. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. That is Carlos Ortiz alongside This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in just 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions, actually. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. We have found out what the rule change proposals are. None of these are going into effect. Nothing has changed yet. A lot of these are probably going to die a quick death, by the way. Rule changes usually happen when the competition committee gets involved. But when teams propose it, it does mean it could be the start of an eventual movement. The Lions propose that the playoff seeds should be determined by record and not division winners first, then wildcard record, but straight out record. So in the NFC this year, the Vikings were seeded fifth as the first wildcard team. Under Detroit's proposal, they would have been seeded three. The Packers were seeded seventh. They would have been seeded five. I don't know why Detroit is the team that is doing this. I don't know if they're trying to like show their NFC North friends a solid. It doesn't quite make sense. It hasn't affected them. They were the number one seed. They had home field advantage. They lost. So maybe they don't like that they had to play the Commanders. But that doesn't really make sense. They also proposed another rule that would eliminate the automatic first down that comes with an illegal contact or defensive holding penalty. Now, this one makes more sense. They led the league last year with 11 flags for defensive holding. So under the situation, let's say it's, because this is very frustrating when you're on offense, or when you're on defense, I should say. Your team's on defense, it's 3rd and 17. And then a flag is thrown after an incomplete pass, and it was an illegal contact or defensive holding. And they only mark off, what, 5 yards? But you get an automatic first down. It does suck when that happens. When you're on defense and you see that, it does suck that it's an automatic first down. I think why they do that is to prevent, like, if it's 3rd and 17, defenders might get a little more grabby knowing that if they're penalized, it's going to cost them 5 yards, not a first down. So it's a bailout. We'll rather give up the 5 yards, try again, than have this guy catch it on me and then have a first down or get a big chunk of yardage. So I don't see this one changing. One that was not proposed, but I still think at some point has to be changed, is, would you agree with this one, Carlos? Pass interference. I don't know that we can keep making that a spot foul. I think college at 15 yards is better.
Yeah, I'm actually really sick of the, you know, the 40-yard Hail Mary bombs and like just throw it up there, see what happens, and then, you know, a cornerback makes incidental contact or what have you, and it's too egregious of a penalty in order to, you know, give the offense 40, 50, 60 yards. I'm like, it's nuts. I think the first down 15 yards like college has, it's perfectly fine.
Because what I said with illegal contact, you might get a defender that's thinking, all right, I'd rather grab him, take a penalty, as long as it's not going to give up a first down. I think why the spot foul was in play was if there is a long pass, a defender can just be like, I'm beat, I'll just tackle this guy. You're penalizing him like, okay, if you do that, they're going to get the ball exactly where you did that instead of the 15 yards. Because if it was just 15 yards, you might see more defenders say, screw it, I'll tackle this guy. It's not going to hurt me as bad, and I possibly prevent a touchdown. Why I would think the pendulum could swing on that a little bit is you're seeing offenses now. Keep that in mind when they're chucking up some balls, as you were saying. They'll chuck up some balls and be like, well, especially if you have a quarterback that can't throw as far, how many times do you see pass interference because a guy's trying to throw it 55 yards down the field, he throws it 40, and so the receiver tries to come back to the ball, and then he runs into a defender, and all of a sudden this duck of a throw that had no business being a reception is not only not credited as an incompletion on the stat sheet, but gets a 40-yard gain for the team and sets them up typically in scoring position. So that's when I think that could be tweaked or changed. That's when I think that should be reevaluated at some point. Again, it is not in the rules, just looking at some of the rule change proposals that were put out today. There were a couple more, some of them not as sexy as the other ones, but we're here and I'd like to share them with you. A submission from the Eagles to give both teams a guaranteed possession in overtime during the regular season, aligning with current rules for playoff games. That one feels like a no-brainer to me. I don't understand how you can play for 60 minutes and then not get a shot to score. And I said this earlier with, hey, if you want a home game, win your division. Well, you might say, hey, if you want the ball, stop them on defense. Okay, but the other team doesn't have to do that. Look, as much as I love Harvey Dent and the character of Two-Face, I don't think things should be determined by a coin toss when they don't have to be. I'm not a big coin toss guy. I don't like it, especially in overtime of a football game. The Pittsburgh Steelers really wanted to change this. I think they were penalized for something they did with Russell Wilson last year, right? The Steelers have a resolution to allow some direct contact between pending free agents and teams that are pursuing them during the three-day negotiating window that precedes the opening of the league year. So they're a little salty about that one. And then multiple teams would like to prepare K-balls that are used for kicking before game day, as teams are allowed to do that with the balls that are used on other plays. So like the K-balls, the kick, because there's a different ball that you kick with, which I think that one's dumb. I think that one is dumb. I don't know how that one got to be just so widely accepted. Play with the same ball. All right, it's the ninth inning. We're going to use a different baseball now. Okay, it's overtime. We're going to use a different basketball. Or on a free throw, you use a smaller I don't quite get why they did that, but they've changed it, and now they want to have more access to the balls. The other one, the more controversial one, was what the Packers submitted. And we had talked about this when it was rumored that it was the Packers, but it was officially the Packers. They want to essentially ban the tush push. The phrasing is as follows. The rule would prevent players from pushing a teammate that is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap. So they're not trying to eliminate everything. I don't understand how you can push a player at all. I don't get it. You used to not be able to do it, but like 20 years ago it changed, and one of the reasons it changed was it's hard for the refs, or at least the officials said, it's hard for us to kind of enforce this one because, you know, sometimes it's they get tied up together. I can't really tell. What's the impact even? And I do credit the Eagles for finding a way within the framework of the rules to find a play that works for them. I still look at that play and that series of plays against the Commanders. And it's the same logic that I use with the pass interference, why I don't think it should be a spot foul anymore, is because now offenses have been using that to their advantage by trying to draw that penalty. On a 3rd and 21, completing a ball, getting the yards, sometimes not as easy as just throwing it down into double coverage. And oh, by the way, your quarterback can't throw that far. You run farther than I can throw. We got a good chance of getting pass interference here. We got a good chance of getting a first down in the red zone, not red area. Stop saying that. Not a thing. When the Eagles were playing the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, they kept utilizing the tush push, But also, there were different parts of the rule. They were utilizing the hard count. So Washington's like, well, we can't stop this. The best way for us to stop this is to time the snap and make contact with Jalen Hurts as soon as he's getting the football. It is the only way. And then the Commanders were told to knock it off, and eventually they were going to award Philadelphia a touchdown if the Commanders didn't, I forget what the phrase was, but if they didn't like fix their behavior or something, it was something stupid. I'm glad. Don't remind me. I don't want to remember. It was a stupid phrase. It is kind of bothering me. I can't think of it, but don't remind me. This isn't about the Packers not being able to stop it. I took great offense to that today. I really did. They're not out there like the Packers have never, they've never lost a game because they did lose to the Eagles this year, but it wasn't because of the tush push. And I love the Eagles fans' retort. The Eagles fans, every single time that I've heard an Eagles fans or an Eagles fan talk about the tush push, they go, well, you should just get a quarterback that can squat 600 pounds then. Because Jalen Hurts was a power lifter in high school and he squatted 570 pounds. Because he's so strong. Which I guess means more bodies can lay on top of him? Or does it mean he can plow through the... I don't think this is a strength play from him. He's just like falling down where the hole is. I never quite understood that. Yeah, the Eagles use it a lot and it benefits them. And they should keep doing it until it's illegal. And I don't think it becomes illegal. I'm interested to see what happens with that one. I think there will be other teams that vote on it and vote against it, but I ultimately don't see it going away anytime soon. But just had to defend my Packers a little bit because you guys are being a little too hard on them, I must say. Let's grab Eric in Texas quick. Eric, what is happening? 888-710-4ISN. Hi, Eric.
Get up, get down. 855 is a joke in my town. I kept down.
Ooh, look at you.
I kept down 855, Bark. I was hyper-focused on the last seven numbers.
Yeah, 888. I should hammer the 888 harder. I agree.
But I got it now. If the Steelers were to draft Milrow, they could be the Tush Push 2.0, couldn't they? And isn't he the same pretty much kind of quarterback as Hurts?
I mean, I guess. Maybe.
Okay. Next question. Are you rooting for St. John to go all the way?
Absolutely not.
That's like rooting for Milwaukee, isn't it? What's
your bracket like?
I'm filling one out after work. I'm cleaning car dealerships right now, so I'll fill one out when I get home.
All right, so you get it in right at the buzzer there.
Yes, sir. I was going to talk about the rule changes, or the proposed rule changes by the Lions.
Yeah.
My theory is that now that their offensive and defensive coordinator is gone, they're going to be in the Minnesota Vikings shoes, so they're going to be the ones who's going to be screwed playing in an away game last year. That's my theory.
They think they'll still have a pretty good record, but the division's a little harder.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, because it has not affected them. Up to this point, I don't know why they'd be the ones to submit it. But I still think the NFC North is going to be 3-4 wins each team worse than they were a year ago. They just got tougher schedules.
I guess so. Hey, last thing is on those defensive holdings. If you do change it to not getting first downs anymore, it's going to be like too many instant replays where the referees watch it. You know, it's just going to slow the game down because I think players would be doing that like crazy. Don't you, Bart?
I do. Ultimately, I don't think that one. Eric, thank you for finally getting through. 888-710-4ISN. I don't think that one's going to get changed. I don't think the Lions schedule or playoff one's going to get changed. The overtime one I would love to see get changed. Again, we just know the teams that propose it. And we know that they need 24 out of 32 votes. We don't really have any indication of what they're going to be. I need like, that's what I need sports reporters to do. I don't need to hear all the Rodgers rumors. I need you to be like those guys on Capitol Hill that, like, before a Senate vote or a House vote, they can tell you, like, who's voting yes and who's voting no on something. I need you to do that with the owners. I want to know which way we're leaning. I want to know which owners we got to call and write. I want to write our owners about different rules. I want to be engaged in the political process of the NFL. That's what I want to do. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update once again. It is Justin Rock. Oh, gosh, gee darny willikers, I sure hope you stick around. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We have reached the portion of our show where we take a look at the Masters Club dinner menu. That's right. Every show does it. The Masters before the tournament, the winner from the previous year hosts the dinner. It really gets to have whatever he wants on the menu. And Scottie Scheffler has come up with the menu this year. The appetizers are going to be cheeseburger sliders served Scottie style, whatever the hell that means. Firecracker shrimp. Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. And then the first course is a Texas-style chili with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips. I need to win the Masters. It sounds great. The main course is wood-fried. Yeah, no, that's what it says. Wood-fried. Wood-fired?
What is it? Fired, fried? Like, I don't, fried fire? How do you fry fire?
Should I admit it? Should I finally admit it?
Yes.
I don't know how to read. Wood fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. That's what I said.
Oh, God. Why would anyone choose the fish? Oh, give me a ribeye right now. I'm not even hungry and I'll crush a ribeye.
With family style mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, soy glaze, Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes. Man. Dessert, a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler, he's 50% on the money. I like it a lot. I could eat with him. I don't need the Brussels sprouts. I don't need the cream corn, whatever the hell that other crap is. Mac and cheese, ribeye, and the cookie. Let's go.
Can we talk for a second? I know we have a lot to do. I don't like when people say that.
We have so much to get to in so little time.
So much to get to is fine. I'm okay with that. We have so much to get to tonight. That I'm okay with. We have so much to do tonight. No, you don't. You have the same amount to do as every other night. But I know we have so much to get to. I'm not a big dessert guy.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Like at birthday parties, I never eat the cake. I don't eat a lot of ice cream. When we go out to eat, like the rare occasion my wife and I can get a night out, she'll want dessert and I'm just like, ugh. I'll take the after dinner drink. I'll take that. I'm not in a rush to get out of there.
Be a man.
Maybe it's I don't plan on it. I would rather. Here's a topic. I would rather get the appetizer and the meal than the meal and dessert.
Yeah. So my wife and I are the same. As much as I love dessert, and I do, I can go for a very good dessert. Some places got better desserts than others. But we're big on the appetizer. So we just went to Outback. I have no shame in my game. I do enjoy Outback. I think for what it is, It's no frills. You want a solid steak, I'll go in there and I'll get one. And she'll get a filet mignon and a lobster tail.
They got Outbacks in Queens?
They do. They have one, actually. They used to have two, and one was so much closer to my house, but they closed that one. I don't even know what the hell's there now, because it's like nothing's there. Best Buy's not even there anymore. But in any case...
I looked it up. Is this by the Panera Bread?
Yeah, what do you want? People to just assassinate me while I'm going over there? Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going now, but yes, put it all out there. I said Outback. I didn't say which one.
I said, is there an Outback in Queens? And you said, yes, there's one.
I forgot I just said that.
It's right by the golf course.
Yes, the Douglaston something golf course. I think it's public golf course. I don't know. I can't play golf, and I don't know what I'm
saying. All right, I'm done Google mapping you.
Seriously, I'll pin you where I'm at, and you can just share with everybody. Yeah, went over there.
You guys might like this part of Queens. It's like a little bit of the suburb in the city.
Yeah, Queens is not really part of the city, per se. It's very residential.
Yeah, but it's still pretty tight-ish.
It's huge. And people are living on top of each other. Like, I live in a building.
This seems to look like the most suburby part of the town.
Yeah.
I'm talking like the outlet mall kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see. I see where you're going, but and you're probably
all right. I've interrupted you seven times. I'm sorry.
I don't remember what I was talking about. Something about Outback.
Appetizers more than dessert.
Oh yeah. No, we're 8 out of 10 times we're getting the appetizers instead of dessert. And if it's any variation of firecracker shrimp, like Scotty Scheffler, we're all in. Dynamite shrimp, firecracker shrimp, exploding shrimp, volcano shrimp. Literally, it's all the same thing. It's all some variation of a hot shrimp, and it's good.
I think a lot of times when desserts are offered to me, because then, she'll be like, have a bite, and I'm like, oh, my God, and then I eat more than half of it. But when desserts are offered to me, it's in one of two settings. One, it's at a birthday party.
Oh, my God.
And the birthday parties that I've gone to are like birthday parties for a niece or nephew or something where, like, there's a big meal, and there's a lot of appetizers.
Yeah.
And by the time we get to the dessert, it's like, I can't put any more in my body. I've eaten a lot. With desserts at restaurants, I feel like, and I've been a waiter, so I can have this take, but I feel like it's a desperate Hail Mary move to get the bill a little higher to get a bigger
1,000%.
Tip.
1,000%. All they're doing is stat padding at the end. That's literally, they need that rebound for the triple-double. They've already put up 20. They've gotten 15 assists. But you know what? That nine on the rebound really doesn't sit well with them. Let's get that 10th and get that triple-double to get the big O stats. Hey, would you like dessert? And they frame it in such a way that if you decline, you're a jerk.
And sometimes it's, they weren't able to serve you that first drink. You got it at the bar. They're not able to put that on their check. So they're already playing from behind.
The guy is drunk.
And maybe you did splitsies on the meal.
No. Everybody gets their own meal. What am I, 12?
Well, yeah, I'm not a splitsie meal guy. I'm just going through proposals.
Sure, I get that.
Maybe you didn't get an appetizer.
Yeah, maybe you didn't get the appetizer. Or you do like some of these chain restaurants have, you do the combo meals with like the 2 for $20, 2 for $30, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want the triple double, check my drink often and often.
1,000% for me. If I have an empty cup, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. If I got another $13 to spend, it better be on a 7 and 7 and not a creme brulee. You know what I'm talking about?
The guy is drunk.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Scotty Scheffler, for the springboard. Tournament starts Thursday. Where are they now? We're going to play that fun game. We got all the tricks tonight. All of them. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.